WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Carol Wood, who's a member of the Lansing City Council. Carol, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. First question for you is, why, from your perspective, why did the Lansing City Council decide to proceed with the casino as opposed to putting this before the voters? Now, I know that you're voted in the office to make tough decisions, but perhaps on some of the toughest ones, maybe the voters should get a chance. What's your take on this?
Oh, I agree, except there weren't 5 council members that were willing to put it on the ballot.
Why is that?
I think you'd have to talk to each council member to find out what their opinion was. I mean, I would have supported putting it on the ballot, but there weren't 5 when there were discussions with council members to do that. So I think that they felt, and again, you'd have to talk to them individually, but I think part of the rationale that I heard was that, again, what you just said, they were elected to make tough decisions, and that we have not done this with other development agreements unless it involved park property.
Should Lansing have a casino?
Well, I have mixed feelings about that. I understand the importance of the jobs that Lansing promised, but I think there are still considerations that we have to be cautious of as anybody goes down this path. And I think when we talk about the addiction and some of the other things that are out there, I think those are real things. Those are not make-believe, and I think we have to be very cognizant of those and in anything that moves forward, making sure that there are services and things available for people that have those problems. Again, I think you also have the issue of the casinos are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that, you know, is not the same as what our local entertainment area is, and you can go in at 19, so you can go in and drink or smoke in the casinos, which is different than what we as a community have said statewide.
Did you vote for or against the proposal?
I voted for the proposal.
Well, it sounds like, Carol, you don't like it.
Well, I have a number of concerns about it, and there's no getting around that. And I think having to weigh those back and forth is something that you have to listen to the constituents that you're dealing with and that are out there, and there was not an overwhelming outcry about not supporting this. Again, many people spoke about the Lansing Promise, and when you see what that's done in Kalamazoo and how that's helped that community, you understand that. I think for people to really do have to understand, there are many hurdles out there for this to even come to fruition. We have the vote that is happening with the tribes right now that will be happening the first part of May. There's still all the procedures that have to go forth looking at whether this is property is taken into trust. And my understanding is that even if this were to be approved, we're looking at, you know, 5 to 10 years down the line. This is not something that tomorrow people are going to be breaking ground for.
You know, Carol, by voting for this, the monikers that you have, no growth would, no vote would, those are going to take a hit.
I know. You know, and I think that's, you know, again, part of the misnomer out there. If you look at the percentage of things that I have supported, from the accident fund to a number of other things out there, that, you know, it's still asking the tough questions and expecting results and expecting different things out of those development agreements that ensure the best for the city. And I don't mind asking the tough questions. And, you know, as we're dealing right now with our budget, there are tough questions that will be asked during that process, and trying to make sure that we're doing what's right for the citizens.
Carol, we had Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter on, and he just wonders, where is the money going to come from to get this project going?
For the casino.
Project? Yeah, for the casino.
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, that has to be proved by, before any of this goes into closing, this has to be approved by the developers and the tribe that the money is there. To make this into fruition, and that means getting statements from banks and everything else that the funding is there. We have seen projects that have sounded good, that have been supported. The Kalamazoo Gateway is one. The Ottawa Block is another. Were two projects that were supported and the community felt were good for the community, and they didn't happen because the funding wasn't there. So, you know, again, I think those are some of the safeguards that we have, because those are requirements that we have to make sure that those things are happening before it goes forward.
And when we talk about the timeline, our own reporter James Plighty, you know, wondered why the urgency, because the timeline basically was set by the mayor's office, if you will. As he had mentioned to me several times, the Department of the Interior is not going anywhere. There are going to be lawsuits. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process. So why the rush?
Oh, and we asked the same question, and we were even told by the attorney for the Indian Tribes that this was the timeline that the city put forth, as well as, you know, as I said, there were some issues with the development agreement that we would have liked to seen some changes in, and we're told that we could only vote it up or vote it down. And, you know, I think part of the admonishment that I did when I did vote was talked to the mayor during the council meeting about the fact that we have watched other mayors work with councils to develop agreements that met many of the concerns of council long before they were given to council and put out there for the public, and that the best way to make sure that we have an agreement that works for everyone is to have that communication, and that's not something that we've had with this administration. And again, when you're told that you can only vote it up or down, well, maybe there are some tweaks that would benefit the community, it makes it difficult from a legislative point of view.
All right, before I let you go, anything tantalizing on tonight's docket for the Lansing City Council meeting?
Well, every Monday night we are going to be working on the budget, and we start at 5:30 with a special committee of the whole meeting, and it goes to 7. Then we have our council meeting, and then right after our council meeting we go back into a committee of the whole dealing with the budget. And this time we'll be looking at the clerk's budget, the planning and development, which deals with code compliance and our parking and our zoning. And then we'll be looking at the mayor's office, the Office of Community Media, and City Council's budget this week.
All right, Carol, we appreciate your time so much. Enjoy your day.
And you too. Thank you. Carol.